Welcome inside the vault. This is a collection of previously unreleased lessons from eight-figure entrepreneurial mastermind, Arjun Robbins. And in case you didn't see the warning label, this content can be explicit and is only for serious entrepreneurs. Today's episode is a provocative one about the important distinctions between truth, lies, mistakes, and bullshit. Listen in as Arjun offers clear definitions and examples for each, and why he believes bullshitters are some of the most dangerous people in the world. This recording is from a 2023 How to Manage a Small Law Firm internal all-hands-on-deck meeting. In the second part of this session, Arjun applies the lesson to his own business, where he explains why telling the truth and calling out bullshit is a core part of how to manage a small law firm's company culture. So get ready to discern the truth from the lies. Let's go to the vault.
Working with Arjun is like having a shortcut to future you.
Every time I can have an opportunity to spend time with Arjun, I try to take it and be a sponge.
I thought everyone was crazy. You know, they were running to the front of the stage to see this person. Arjun's wearing his crazy shirt.
You know, he drinks tiger blood in the morning just for fun, and he's like breathing down my throat.
Sometimes it's terrifying to work with him. It's like he's looking into your soul, but it's growth the whole way.
Has everyone heard my little stick about truth, lies, mistakes, and bullshit? Truth. This is truth. Truth. Got it? Truth. Truth is what? Reality. Truth is reality. Reality is truth. By comparison, what is a lie? Someone say it louder. Story you create. No, that's not a lie. What's a lie? A distortion of reality. All right, I'm going to say what I think a lie is, but I'm going to say it a little bit differently. A lie is an intentional misrepresentation of your best understanding of reality. Yes? If I believe that this is water, and I tell you that it's poison, I have lied to you. Yes? A lie is an intentional misrepresentation of your best understanding of reality. Okay? What is a mistake? It's an unintentional misrepresentation of reality. I believe that to be water. I tell you that it's water because I reasonably believe it to be water. Turns out it's poison. You drink it and you die. Have I lied to you? I've made a mistake. A lot of people are trapped in their whole life. They're trapped because no one ever taught them the difference between a lie and a mistake. And because they don't ever want to be called a liar, they're unwilling to make any representations whatsoever. They're unwilling to make plans. They're unwilling to make commitments. They're unwilling to make projections. They're unwilling to do anything because what if I'm wrong? Then I'm a liar. No. If you're wrong, you simply made a mistake. It's the intent to mislead the other person that makes the distinction between a lie and a mistake. You got the difference? Yes? What's bullshit? What's truth? What's a lie? An intentional misrepresentation of reality. What's a mistake? An unintentional misrepresentation of reality. You thought you were saying the truth. You were wrong. You made a mistake. What is bullshit? All right, so there is a book that was written by a Princeton professor. He wrote a book called On Bullshit, where he actually traces the origins of the word bullshit and what it means. And he actually gives a proper definition of bullshit. Bullshit is a representation that's made without regard to what's true or not true. Bullshit is when someone makes a representation and it could be true, Or it could be false, but what makes it bullshit is that the person hasn't bothered to think it through and figure it out. They didn't care enough to find out what's true and what's not true. They just said it. That's what bullshit is. You get it? Which is worse, do you think? A liar or a bullshitter? I want you to take a moment to really stop and think, which would you rather deal with? Which is worse, a liar or a bullshitter? Which would you rather deal with, a liar or a bullshitter? All right, so let me make a hypothetical situation. There's two airplanes, and you must get on one of these two airplanes to escape, I don't know, bad guys, right? And one airplane is being flown by a pilot who often lies, but doesn't always lie. And the other airplane is being flown by someone who often bullshits, but doesn't always bullshit. And you know who the often liar is, and you know who the often bullshitter is. And you're going to say, before you get on the airplane, you're going to say, is this airplane safe? And the liar is going to say yes, and the bullshitter is going to say yes. Which airplane are you getting onto? Are you going to get on the airplane with the bullshitter who says the airplane is safe, or are you going to get onto the airplane with the liar who says the airplane is safe? The liar knows what the truth is. If you can figure out their motivations, if you can align your interests with theirs, and the liar has more respect for the truth than the bullshitter. The liar knows what the truth is and might be misleading you for one reason or another. They have a reason to mislead the other person as to what the truth is. Now, their reason might be to do harm to the other person. Their reason might be to try to protect the other person's feelings. The reason might be to protect the other person from harm. But they know what the truth is, right? Their motivations may be good, their motivations may be bad, but they know what the truth is. They have respect for the truth. The bullshitter, you're going to be on the airplane with the bullshitter. The wings are going to fall off. You're going to be falling to your death. Bullshitters are the most dangerous fucking people in the world. They really are. They do damage to the fabric of society. They do damage to our sanity. They literally assault our sanity with their bullshit because they don't know what's true and what's not true, and they just make representations. You get what I'm saying? The worst thing you can do in this business is bullshit. Literally, I'd rather you lie to me. I mean, I'm not saying I want you to lie to me, but I'd rather you lie to me than bullshit me. When you say things and I ask you why, show me the data, show me the information, help me understand, what are the facts? I'm not doing this to try to give you a hard time. I'm doing this because I am fucking damaged, because I have been abused by so many bullshitters in my life. And I just need to know what's real. Is it real? How do you know? Not because I think you're lying to me, not even because I think you're bullshitting me. I just need to know what's real. By the way, business management advisors, raise your hand. Is this not what we have to do with our members every single day, all day long? Every single day, all day long, our members feed us bullshit. They say things that make no sense for reasons that make no sense, based on criteria that makes no sense, in pursuit of goals they don't care about. And we need to challenge them on this. So part of this culture is a culture where we call each other on our bullshit, not out of disrespect, but out of respect, because we care too much about each other. And we have too much respect for reality, and we have too much respect for everyone's goals to let each other go around in bullshit. You get what I'm saying? Okay.
Truth, lies, mistakes, and bullshit. Four words you probably won't think about the same once you get to the end of this podcast. Here's another truth. If you click the link in the show notes below, you'll learn more about the upcoming free 5-week business plan bootcamp. And it's not a lie or a mistake that this is a free virtual bootcamp. It's also not bullshit that the law firm owners who attend this business plan workshop see immediate success and results when they apply the practical business lessons they learn. So click the link below and turn this podcast episode into an actionable business plan to grow your law firm. And now, back to the show.
Let me just read like two more things. How to manage is committed to helping people discover and live up to their full potential if they want to. Everyone has opportunities to improve their life. Not everyone is committed enough or has a good enough reason to sacrifice what they are familiar with or comfortable settling for today in order to act on the opportunity to live up to their fullest potential. How to manage is rooted in and mindful of the fact that we can and should learn from history, but we should never be limited by it or bound by it. Those who do not study their history are, of course, bound to repeat it. And then I have a quote from J.R. Phelps, my mentor, who said, "You ought not learn anything from the second time that a horse kicks you that you should not have learned from the first time." The single most important message we want our audience to know about how to manage from the look and feel and style of our brand is that we are for real. I want people to know we are for real. Love us, hate us, like it, dislike it, we're for real. If an invisible person could eavesdrop on a group of our members speaking about how to manage, we would want them to hear our members saying, and I would change this to say, if an invisible person could eavesdrop on the employees of how to manage, I, Arjan, personally would want them to hear you saying, I can always count on them to tell me the truth, even if I don't like it. It is the only place that I can really be my true self, where I can be celebrated for being my true entrepreneurial self with people who understand me. They kick my ass, but it works. It's not always easy, but it's worth it. They show me how to turn all of my problems into opportunities. They help me embrace and understand that my weaknesses may actually be my greatest strengths. It is the place where I can experience my new reality. It is my bubble. It is like my alternative reality bubble filled with people, with rebels and misfits just like me who are using our weaknesses as strengths to help other people and to change the world. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next week for more lessons from the vault.